Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined by Kathy Clark from the Perry Fine Arts Committee. So, Kathy, thank you for joining me again.
Thank you so very much for having me. I'm really excited about being here and sharing what our programs were going to be. The last time I was here, Joe asked me what the Fine Arts Committee stood for, and so I did some research and found our mission statement. The Perry Fine Arts mission is to annually sponsor a series of programs for the cultural enrichment of the general public in the Perry area. Programs, although mostly music in nature, may also consist of other forms of the performing arts. It is the goal of the Perry Fine Arts to present concerts that will be free or low cost to the public so that all may be able to attend. We try to hit all kinds of music. We try to find something that is okay for all ages. This year, we didn't get anything in the schools. Hopefully next year we'll have a better arrangement to get something done like that. But we have had a wide variety of music this year. The rest of the season, it's all bands. Some of them have some singing. Lots and lots of bands.
Let's jump right into that then. Coming up at the end of this month, it is a mariachi band. This sounds like a lot of fun.
It really does. January 21st at the Performing Arts Center at the high school at 2 p.m. Trio de Colors is a trio based in Iowa and Latin America, and they specialize in Mexican music. It's composed of three virtuoso musicians who perform all over the United States and Latin America. The trio's repertoire includes everything from well-known mariachi music to lesser-known Native American tunes and contemporary Mexican folk music and popular compositions. Trio de Colors, or the Colorful Trio, has its mission to expand awareness about the true diversity of Mexican music. The January concert will be a program of a colorful sampler of short pieces that reflect on the Iberian influence on the popular music of Mexico. It sounds really, really exciting and a really wide variety of traditional Mexican music. And it surprised me that it said Native American tunes. So I'm really excited to hear the wide variety of music on Sunday, January 21st at the PAC at 2 p.m. Hope you can come and be with us.
Now let's move right along. Just go month by month, February through even July.
February 11th at the PAC. We're really excited to have the Freedom Winds. The Freedom Winds are from the U.S. Air Force Band of Mid-America. They're composed of six virtuoso airmen musicians. The group adds percussion to the traditional woodwind quintet instrumentation and enhances standard literature and increases their musical capabilities. The members have a wide variety of interests, so there will be music for everyone. They play everything from jazz, ragtime classics to popular themes from Broadway hits and Hollywood's greatest films. So it sounds like an exciting woodwind pieces. They'll be from the U.S. Air Force, and so I'm just really excited to hear them. In March 11th, we have another kind of band. It'll be at the PAC at 2 p.m. They're called the Bus Boys, and it is an ensemble from Winona, Minnesota. The reason they got their name, Bus Boys, is that they were all former school bus drivers, but they decided that wasn't a good job, so they decided to become an acoustic jam trio. They enjoyed the Grateful Dead, the band, Bob Dylan, and that kind of music, so said, yeah, we'll play that. And then they added bluegrass and folk music to their mix, and then a few original tunes. They've been together since 1997. I'm really excited to hear these guys. So please come and listen to the bluegrass band in March. And then we move on to April. I was in several different places, and I heard this request for the Greater Des Moines Community Band from two different people on the same day. So I decided that that must be somebody I'm really supposed to get a hold of. Well, the Greater Des Moines Community Band is an ensemble that has 65 or more members. They range from ages to 16 to over 80, and they love to play music. It was established in October 8 of 87, and there are several local people playing in it. One of them is Carrie Allen. She has been with the group for a while, and she has written some grants for them. In her interview about the grant, she said that she came across the Greater Des Moines Community Band as entertainment at the state fair. and she went to the state fair for 3 years and just enjoyed it so much and wondered how she could belong to it. And so finally, with encouragement of her family, she joined and has become an active member in it. She says, to pick a favorite part of the Greater Des Moines Community Band is impossible. Playing in a community band is a unique experience. They share a common passion and the love of music and playing. So she walked into the first rehearsal not knowing a single person, but left feeling part of a family. So she has great regard for the community band. I've heard that there might be several other people from the Perry area that play in that band. So we're really looking forward to having them in April at the PAC at 2 p.m. So come listen to the band. And finally, we come to the 4th of July. 4th of July is usually our homemade ice cream and music extravaganza. And this year we are going to have a New Orleans-style brass band from Des Moines called Grand Avenue Ruckus. And so come listen to the band in air conditioning. It will be at the Methodist Church. It's handicapped accessible, a great place to come and relax during your 4th of July activities. And then afterwards we have homemade ice cream and goodies. So we have a full set of activities for the rest of the year. So please come and join the Perry Fine Arts. We are always looking for more people that would like to be members of the Fine Arts Committee. We try to have a diverse program, so we need diverse people on our committee. And so if you would like to be on the committee, you can contact me, Kathy Clark, or you can just contact the Methodist Church and say you'd like to get a hold of someone to be on the Fine Arts Committee, and we would love to have you.
One last question that I wanted to ask you. I already know the answer to it, but I want you to say it as well. Is there any cost for these events?
No, free will donations. And so we greatly appreciate all the donations we get. You come to a local venue, you don't have to pay any parking fees or anything, and they're all handicapped accessible. And so we hope to provide really good programs for us locally, so you don't have to go out of town to experience these great performances.
All right. Well, Kathy Clark, anything else that you wanted to mention about Perry Fine Arts today?
Come and enjoy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Kathy Clark. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.